Losing a child is a mother's greatest fear. That fear is a fact of life in South Los Angeles. Gloria Hillard reports on a group of mothers who've lost children to gang violence and who use their grief to make a difference.
On a wall next to Kathy Wooten's kitchen are photos of two of her sons, Brandon and Kiwan.
The two pictures in back of you is my two oldest sons, who was both murdered 52 days apart in 2008, gang-related.
They are poster size, bigger than life.
My oldest son was one of those people that brought everybody and a stray dog home. I tried everything in my power to deter him, to keep him busy, to keep him in church.
But the gangs here in South Los Angeles were here before her sons were born, and their pull is strong.
A lot of people wonder, like, Kathy, why is you still there? Because I still have young adult children.
Memories bind you to a place, she says, the good and the bad.
And I don't know, it's a piece of me still here because the work that I do is in memory and in honor of my sons.
Wooten is a gang intervention worker, and she started a grief and support group for families of violence.
I didn't see it all.
How many moms like you in this?
In this neighborhood? Give or take, probably over 100.
Mm-hmm. Kathy's family was my first foray into a mother and gang violence and losing her children.
It was 2008, and Arvis Jones was working as a grief and trauma counselor.
And wouldn't you know what had happened to me later in the same year it happened to Kathy?
Jones' son was shot and killed by a gang member. It was a case of mistaken identity.
It was a young person that killed him. Didn't even have enough sense to know he wasn't who they were looking for.
She knew full well what unresolved grief does to mothers.
They either do one of two things. They get depressed and stay home and close the shades. Or they get out there.
Jones became a crisis response worker, going to crime scenes, attending funerals. She asked me if I have met Betty Day.
Sometimes she's out there in the streets 3 o'clock in the morning. She's now 76, and we try to slow her down.
Yeah, she's here. Here's the park.
Its unofficial name is Betty's Park. It's a small, shaded patch of land in this South Los Angeles neighborhood where kids are safe and don't go hungry. Betty Day, hands on hips, keeps one eye on a game of volleyball and a wary one on the street over her shoulder. The 76-year-old is just back from the hospital.
I will not stay in the hospital. Maybe 5 days, but I have to come home. I got to come see about these children.
And their moms. You'll often find them under the shade in plastic lawn chairs listening to the advice of the woman they call Mama Day.
We have quite a few people around here that have lost their children. That's a difficult thing. It's hard bringing up children here.
Arvis Jones says goodbye to Betty Day and climbs back into her SUV. The temperatures are nearing triple digits and the air conditioner is blasting. She has one more stop, a young mother she has been helping since losing her 3-year-old son in an accident. It's the anniversary of his death.
So you went to the cemetery?
Every Thursday, just to put on flowers, because they throw them out on Thursdays, the flowers.
Amalia Reyes tells Jones that another mother needs help, that her son was found dead in his car. It's an ever-expanding circle of mothers here.
Yeah, I'm going to send you Kathy's info. Make sure you call her.
Okay. Reyes nods and wipes away tears. She's worried about her older son. Jones gets out of the Ford Explorer and hugs her.
Yeah, we'll get him some help.
A promise made from one mother to another. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.